stop the overuse of antibiotics and Subway meat, so we just are trying to get signatures.
Volunteers from UConn, Perg, sat outside McMahon Dining Hall on Tuesday with a 13-foot cardboard sub they had built. This is part of a 2-week-long signature campaign aimed at ending the use of antibiotics in meat at the popular fast food restaurant Subway. Abby Katz is the antibiotics campaign coordinator for UConn, Perg. She said the use of antibiotics in livestock and meat is extremely prevalent.
The big problem is that 70% of antibiotics sold in the U.S. are used on factory farms, and most of the time it's for livestock that aren't even sick.
Factory farms use antibiotics for two reasons. The first is as a prophylactic measure to prevent the spread of disease. The second is as a mechanism to promote growth. By giving a daily dosage of antibiotics to livestock, farms have found that their livestock gain weight faster, allowing the farms to get a bigger product in a shorter amount of time.
So it prioritizes their profits over our public health when they start overusing those antibiotics.
In 2014, the World Health Organization stated that the extensive misuse of antibiotics poses a significant health threat to consumers.
It creates that antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which increases the risk that you or I might get sick the next time we get one of those bacterias, and now our strongest medicine doesn't work anymore because the bacteria is resistant.
In a 2013 report, the Center for Disease Control said each year in the United States, at least 2 million people become infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, and at least 23,000 people die each year as a direct result of these infections. Jared Delane, an intern for UConn Perg, explained the tactics of the current campaign.
What our ideal goal would be for the farms to completely stop doing that, but we know that's not really likely, so like what we're trying to do is like target the middlemen.
Last year, ConPerg ran a successful campaign that convinced McDonald's to phase out chicken that had been raised with antibiotics. Now, ConPerg is turning its attention to Subway, the largest fast food chain in the world, accounting for more stores than McDonald's and Starbucks combined. By targeting the fast food restaurants that purchase meat, ConPerg is hoping factory farms will feel the pressure and be forced to change.
And basically what it does is it forces the companies that those, you know, fast food chains like McDonald's and Subway buy from to change because they lose their largest consumers.
Yet another reason to target Subway is the popularity of their Eat Fresh motto. The Subway company website emphasizes its commitment to high-quality food and social responsibility.
They're all over the world. People love them, but they're still kind of doing this, using this livestock that's been raised with antibiotics.
Using tactics that have proven effective against McDonald's, ConPerg hopes to demonstrate to Subway that there is a lot of student support for a change to antibiotic-free meat.
We're trying to collect 5,000 student signatures, which would be 25% of the student body. And we're also trying to collect 450 photo petitions that we'll post to social media, specifically tagging Subway.
The signatures are being collected on a 13-foot cardboard sub constructed by ConPerg volunteers. The sub is visual, social media friendly, and a display of shared opinion. The next step is to drop the signed sub at the Subway headquarters located in Milton, Connecticut. ConPerg is optimistic about the support this campaign has garnered among UConn students, adding that the signed sub is getting a bit cramped.
Yeah, it's getting really packed. We might have to add another section.
For WHUS News, I'm Marae Losky.